This is Mara from Iraq, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 78 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The English expression I want to teach you about today is the last straw. The last straw, that's last, L-A-S-T, and straw, S-T-R-A-W. And sometimes you will hear this as the final straw, final, F-I-N-A-L. And these mean the same thing, the last straw or the final straw. In this expression, I should say, straw does not mean one of those long tubes you use for drinking. What it means is a dried stalk of a plant, usually the dried stalk of a kind of a grass. This is something that many animals eat, especially in the wintertime. Okay, so that's what a straw is. What does this expression, the last straw, mean? What it means is the last of a series of minor inconveniences that finally make a problem too big to ignore. Here's an example. Let's say at your job, you have a certain coworker who can be a little bit annoying. For instance, one day he comes in late, and you say, "Well, that's okay. Everybody is late sometimes." And then another day, this coworker borrows your paperclips and borrows your stapler and borrows your roll of tape. And you say, "Well, okay, sometimes we all need to borrow things from our coworkers. That's okay. That's not a big problem." And then the next day, your coworker is listening to music much too loud. And you say, "Well, I guess that's not such a big problem either. It's a little bit annoying, but it's okay." And then, the next day, your coworker borrows your headphones without asking and loses them. And you say, "That is the last straw. This is the last in a series of inconvenient things that finally make this problem too big to ignore. I can no longer ignore how annoying this coworker is. Somebody needs to talk to this person. The boss needs to know what's going on. This is now a real problem. I can't ignore it anymore." That's what the last straw means. It means the last in a series of problems that finally turns a situation into a big problem. Okay, well, that's simple enough. But why does the last straw mean that? This expression is a short form of a longer expression that I think will make a little bit more sense to you. And the longer expression is the straw that broke the camel's back. Imagine that you are using a camel to carry a load of straw from one place to another. Well, when you add that first straw to the camel's back, the camel doesn't even notice. So you add another, and another, and another, and another. Now, finally, after you've added many, 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 many straws, finally you place one more straw on top of the pile. And that is enough to break the camel's back. Well, that's not a very realistic situation, but that is the origin of the expression the last straw, or the final straw. In other words, it's the last of a series of small problems that finally turn the situation into a serious problem that you cannot ignore. The last straw. This is a pretty common expression, I think, and if you listen for it, you might hear someone say it in conversation soon. And that's the end of episode 78 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Marwa recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.